Preventing bullying at school is a nice idea, and in many states, including Illinois, it's the law. The Illinois Prevent School Violence Act requires all schools in Illinois, except for sectarian ones, to set up policies to address bullying. Stopping bullying already happening is part of the challenge, but a lot of effort also goes into showing students how to prevent bullying in the first place, with methods ranging from in-school programs to motivational speakers.
Well, I say mojo, you say mojo, mojo, mojo.
Ooh, that's kind of hot right there. I like that.
That's Indianapolis-based Travis Brown, who goes by the nickname of Mr. Mojo, an audio from his website. Brown says he directs his talks to all students, including the bullies themselves.
And it's an inspirational message that lets them know that they can change. They can make a positive difference and creating that desire in them to do so. And for the students that are being bullied, it's about letting them know they have the value, they have worth, no matter what happens to them and how people are attacking them. And for the bystanders, it's about the encouragement to mojo up. You're realizing that they have the power to help people and that they can take a stand, they can make a difference.
He was excellent. He did a great job of relating to our students and parents.
That's Rossville-Alvin School District Superintendent Crystal Johnson, who brought Brown to her district in Vermilion County last month.
And he uses phrases like mojo up or mojo swag, and our students learned some of those phrases and what they meant. And to me, you know, it stuck when you can hear the students still saying the phrases down the hallways.
Not every school has a guest speaker coming in to talk about bullying, but at the larger Urbana School District, Assistant Superintendent Don Owen says they've drawn from bullying prevention materials provided by the Illinois State Board of Education. For instance, Owen says the phrase stop, walk, and talk is something you'll hear in just about every Urbana public school.
Teaching students how to say stop to another student and how to tell another student that's bothering them, stop, I don't like that. And then how to walk away, how to remove themselves from a situation that they are not comfortable in, and then also talk, going to an adult and talking about what it is and kind of making sure that the adult is aware.
Owen says the progress they've made in addressing bullying reflects growing knowledge about the issue, but one researcher who's worked with the Urbana School District says there's still a lot they don't know. Dr. Phil Rodkin is a professor of educational psychology at the University of Illinois.
What is it that the best teachers do, that the best school officials do, that other schools can try and assimilate that will reduce instances of bullying, particularly bullying that involves kids getting harassed because of reasons relating to gender or physical weakness or disability, that we really don't know a whole lot about.
Patricia Fawn with the University of Illinois Extension surveys students and teachers in an effort to measure the impact of the anti-bullying program she helped create called Breaking the Code. But she says she's seen firsthand how the program moves students who have been bullies.
At two schools, I've had the students raise their hand and say, I need to say something to another person here. And they've turned to that student in front of everyone and apologized for bullying them. And that is just always wonderful to see something like that happen.
You can hear more on the subject of bullying in schools Thursday on Focus, our daily morning talk program on WILL AM 580. The guests will be U of I child development professor Dorothy Espelage, who's made bullying one of her main research areas, and filmmaker Deborah Chasnoff, who focused on bullying in her 2004 short documentary, Let's Get Real. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.